It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But the Krell forgot one thing, it. Monsters, John. Monsters from the id.
There you go again, always blaming me for everything.
Go switch off!
Exterminate!
It's a trap!
This looks extraordinarily bad.
Commencing countdown T minus 5, 4, 3. One.
Welcome to the Skiffy and Fanny Show, episode 1.
Welcome to 2012, the year the world will end horribly.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And a quick note, we have decided to fix our numbers because Jen effed them up.
No, Sean effed
no,
them up.
It's
no,
all Jen.
Totally, it was you.
Whatever. Communist. Anyway, look, so we're going to start over at the number 1.
Number 1, numero uno. Yeah.
And in about 20 episodes, we'll actually be our 100th episode, but it'll be on 20 again. So we're just going to start at 1, whatever. this way, we'll never change the numbers, no matter if we have different seasons. Although this is season 3, by the way.
Yes, it is season 3. It's very
three.
Exciting.
Yeah.
3 is a lucky number, if you believe in such things.
Well, that's not really. It's a whatever communist number. But in any case, so this episode is just mostly about things we're looking forward to in 2012. Hopefully it'll be fairly short. That's the plan.
Yeah, we're really just not looking forward to much in 2012.
No, well, we
Except
are.
Except the end of the world. I'm just kidding.
Whatever, Jen. You're just weird.
We couldn't even decide on things to look forward to in 2012. There's that much out there.
Yeah, there's a lot coming out. So I limited it to we can only have 5 movies, 5 TV shows, and 5 books.
Let's start with books.
And then we had some other stuff, which is like event things. So.
I didn't think of an event.
Well, that's fine. I'll have plenty.
Okay.
So let's start with movies. My list actually starts with John Carter. You not have yours on? You know what, Jen? I hate you. Go away. Don't even talk anymore. You're not allowed to talk anymore.
I mean, it's a good movie to start with because you know it's in the very beginning of the year and all. But
it's not made by a crappy studio. It's Disney with the Pixar guy.
Yeah. And it looks really cool.
It's going to be awesome.
It looks really cool. There's just other movies that I'm looking forward to more.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
There's a lot of movies coming out this year.
Whatever. Go away. Just whatever.
And I have really bad taste in films, so.
That's fine. Okay.
The only reason to like John Carter, I think, is more the fact that I'm really excited that they're making John Carter.
It's going to be awesome.
You know, that they've chosen like a really classic science fiction film book. To make a movie.
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Yeah. I mean, that's very cool.
Okay, so, fine. It looks cool. It looks beautiful. My next one is Prometheus.
Prometheus, yay. Good that was stuff. Almost on my list as well.
Well, okay, good. Next is The Dark Knight Rises.
Well, obviously.
Although I have very clear reservations about it because I have a feeling it's going to suck.
Well, it's because you think everything's going to suck.
No, I didn't think that about The Dark Knight. This one, I've got suck feelings. Like, my suck radar is going off.
No, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the same feeling about Spider-Man 3, so.
Well, that's because you should have the same feeling about Spider-Man. Because that will suck.
Anyway, okay. So then, number 4 for me is The Hobbit. These aren't actually in an order. They're just random.
No, they're not. Right.
The Hobbit. That's a pretty easy one. Martin Freeman is bloody brilliant. I love him.
Yes.
And then, of course, I put Iron Sky in here because it's the one That's indie film cool. that I just really want to see it.
Yeah, I put Iron Sky in as well because it is an independent science fiction film. This is done by people. I mean, we've talked about it in the past. When we say independent, we mean like hardcore independent. And it's kind of just a cool premise. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So that's my first. Second is Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Not go to hell.
What? Great book. The cast actually looks excellent.
Whatever.
And whatever. I'm excited.
I hate you.
I like
you put that over the stuff I listed. Go to hell.
Yeah, I just totally did.
This, you can clearly tell that this season of this show is going to be amazing.
Amazing. We're going to fight all the time. All right, the third one I put down was Dredd, because I love Carl Urban. I love Carl Urban, and I'm excited about the reboot of this franchise.
I like him too, but ugh.
Well, you know, like, okay, so you have to ignore the Sylvester Stallone.
No, you can't. That's
No. You have to. You cannot look at this movie as the same thing or anywhere near remotely similar to the Judge Dredd film that
I'm Judge Dredd.
That was horrible. Carl Urban, like, I'm sorry. If you've seen any of the promo shots, it looks freaking amazing. So
it's going to be campy and dumb. Down.
I don't think it's going to be. I don't know. Maybe.
I can't wait to prove you wrong.
Anyway, so fourth is Dark Knight Rises. I am excited about that a lot. And then last, but certainly not least, actually most, is The Hobbit. But we have to wait until the very end of the year in order to watch this movie. So.
Yeah. Well, we got two on there that we're looking forward to. And I really hope The Dark Knight Rises doesn't disappoint me, because that would really piss me off.
I don't think it will. I think it'll actually exceed our expectations. Okay.
Well, I have a lot of faith in Nolan. I'll give Nolan credit. Like, I didn't really like Batman Begins very much, but The Dark Knight was just amazing as a film.
Really, and see, I just need to watch Rises again.
You mean Dark Knight?
Yeah. Dark Knight again, because
weirdo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what we're looking forward to. Yes. So in terms of movies, so now
right, and there were like a bazillion movies that are coming out this year. This is a huge, huge year for science fiction and fantasy
and
movies.
For stuff that is very, very cross sort of literary stuff, like Cloud Atlas and by David Mitchell and Midnight's Children by Salman Rushdie are both getting film adaptations at some point in this year. They're guessing October is when the release date is.
Really?
Cloud Atlas has a huge cast. He's got James McAvoy, Tom Hanks, and some other people. It's got a huge cast, and it's looking to be brilliant. And there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we'll link to the IO9 post, which is what both of us basically used.
No, I didn't use that at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I use that primarily to get to my SFNF stuff.
Well, I mean, and the problem is that there's a lot of remakes that are coming out this year that I'm actually excited to see, because I'm a sap for old movies being remade. Apparently, I'm an idiot. But
like Red Dawn.
Well, yeah, like Red Dawn. It sounds interesting. We've got Ghostbusters 3 is coming out this year. There's new Men in Black film.
Yep. I almost had that on my list. I really want to see it.
There's a new Riddick film.
I didn't know that was coming out this year.
Yes. I almost put it on my list. Total Recall actually looks interesting. So
nah, I'm kind of not into that.
I'm not a huge Colin Farrell fan, but I'm still, there's just, it was a really tough to narrow it down to 5. I did not want to.
I started with 15.
Yeah, exactly.
Which did not include Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, just so we're clear.
No, it didn't.
But there was even some cool, like, indie, like, there's a Mars et Avril is a French-Canadian film, which looked really, really weird and interesting about a person who refuses to leave Earth for Mars. It's the only person left on Earth.
Oh, yes!
Looked really interesting. There's a bunch of, like, indie films and just really cool stuff that's coming out. So
yeah, I'm really glad that the independent world and the Hollywood have kind of gotten that people like science fiction and fantasy.
Yeah, and there's a new Bond film coming out.
Yes, there is.
Towards the end of the year, Skyfall, which I almost put on my list, although, because I consider Bond basically science fiction, but like your future.
Right.
And I would, Bond, yeah. I mean, I love the new Bonds. It grew on me after watching it a lot, and now I just can't.
Daniel Craig is doing a great job, so you can't really.
I think he's pulled it off. At first, I was really concerned he wasn't going to be able to do it, but the more I watch him, the more I go, yeah, he's totally Bond.
Totally Bond.
Totally Bond. Exactly. Cool. So, all right, so let's move on to television.
Television.
I'm guessing some of this is going to be pretty, like, obvious stuff, right?
We don't have the list of things that are going to be coming out, say, in summer or fall. So
it's really hard to
find. Limits our choices. This is mostly what we're looking forward to in terms of new TV that's coming out in the next few months in the mid-season.
Or stuff that we know is going to be
a couple of returning shows.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't I start with my list and you just tell me how many I got that are on your list.
All right.
Doctor Who?
No.
Sherlock?
Well, that's already come out, so I didn't put it down.
Well, it just started. The next episode is tonight, actually.
I am, however, looking forward to that. But it's technically not a new show. So I was trying to stick with new shows.
I didn't do that.
Old shows, so.
Whatever.
Okay, what else?
Castle?
Of course you are.
Yep. Alcatraz.
That's on my list.
Yep. And Awake.
Awake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's got Jason Isaacs.
I'm not even sure who Jason Isaac is, but...
Lucius Malfoy!
Oh! Yes!
I mean, that's the role that I think you would recognize him in. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was in the Tuxedo...
Okay, now I know which one it is. But I didn't realize...
The premise is amazing.
He's living alternative lives in alternate realities?
No! Okay, he gets in a car crash, and he... is able to travel between two different realities in which, in one reality, his wife survives but his son dies. In the other reality, his son lives but his wife dies. And he crosses between both worlds, working with different police detectives. He's a police guy. And the idea is like that he's traveling between these two different parallel realities, but that there's something weird that there's something weird between the two realities that connects them. And that's like the underlying mystery, I guess. But the premise sounds just brilliant.
Yeah, that I didn't realize quite how extensive the science fiction elements were going to be. So bravo to them for that.
Yep. It's got B.B. Wong in it, by the way.
Cross one of my mine off my whip. B.D. Oh, yeah.
Law and Order SCDU. He's the
I love him. He's wonderful.
He's going to be really good.
Oz, and he was amazing.
And anyway. Of course, Alcatraz is also on your list, and we know about Alcatraz.
Yes, Alcatraz is on my list.
The basic premise is like that's at some point in the past, like 300 prisoners in Alcatraz when it was a prison, like magically disappear or something, and then later they just reappear, and it's sort of like the mystery of what happened to them, and now we've got these prisoners.
And this is a J.J. Abrams, which is why I'm surprised that you have it on your list.
I didn't know it was J.J. Abrams. Do I have to take it off now?
Yeah, I think you do.
It's off. It's off my list. I'm done.
It is being touted as the new Lost, as a number of shows have been in the last 6 months or so.
Okay. I took it off my list. It's not on my list anymore.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm just going to pick Eureka.
Good choice.
Even though it's not running this year.
No, it's the final season is this year. My list.
Okay,
I've never seen Eureka. Well, there's something wrong with you then. This is a really enjoyable show. It's lighthearted, it's sweet, it's wonderful, and great science fiction.
Okay, well, what on your list is not on my list? What have we got?
So I have the last season of Eureka. Sorry, that is now on your list, so that doesn't count. Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh, I completely forgot Game of Thrones.
Right?
That replaces Eureka then. Game of Thrones. Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, I just missed. I completely forgot. When I looked, I didn't see it. And that's why I completely blanked.
I know, I'm sorry.
That makes me feel retarded.
You are dumb.
Yeah.
You don't use that word.
I'm sorry. It makes me feel like Michelle Bachman.
Yeah, much better. Okay, so, and then I chose two that are coming out, the winter shows that are coming out in the next couple weeks, actually. Lost Girl on the Sci-Fi Channel is about, I think it's the premise is that she's a succubus, which is a little bit weird because it's like a war. She's kind of stuck in the middle of the war between the Fae, between the dark and the light, and she refuses to pick a side. So that looks at least moderately interesting. She's like a detective or something. And then the other one is The River, which is like a monster sort of.
Oh, yeah.
What is the movie where it's hand filmed? It's a documentary crew that goes down to the Amazon and they're seeking he's a animal guy who got lost and.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Anyway, so it looks interesting.
So it'll be fictional, unlike this show that I did watch called River Monsters, in which they faked a plane crash in order to add drama to their reality show.
I
shit you not. I watched a show. I got to go over this because it drove me nuts while I was on vacation. I watched like 30 minutes of the show, and they get to this point where they're going to fly, and they the airplane crashes, and they stage this whole thing. And the moment I knew that they had faked it was when they show the plane is underwater, but everybody that's standing in the water is dry from the waist up. And they had just talked about how they almost drowned. And I'm like, well, if you almost drowned, you would be wet. So
yeah, that's pretty sad. Not that. Obviously Alcatraz and Game of Thrones. So those are my looking forward to.
Good.
Okay. Which I might, change later on in the year, but for now.
We find out more stuff that's coming out. It's really weird that they're not as forthcoming about TV shows, but I guess it must be maybe.
Well, they don't normally decide. The pilots are getting pitched about now, and they don't normally decide until later on. So.
Yeah, so that makes sense. So we probably won't know. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to books, because we gotta get moving, because we're about 15 minutes here on the recording time, so we gotta get plowing through these. So my first book is, we'll just see what's on my list that's on your list, and when we'll add yours in.
I know one.
And Blue Skies from Pain by Stina Light.
Yes, of course it's on my list.
It's the sequel to A Blood and Honey. We're actually going to have her on the show in March, so we probably won't have to say too much about it, but it's basically about Liam Kelly again, and it's going to be brilliant.
A continuation of the series. I'm really definitely looking forward to that one.
I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Yay, Stina! Okay.
Next one is Arctic Rising by Tobias.
That is also on my list, and not just because we are hopefully going to interview him.
We are. I have to send our addresses to the publisher. We're going to get copies.
Excellent. So, the premise sounds great, and it's Tobias Bukel. So,
yep. And we talked to him last year. We're going to have him on hopefully in February. I need to send him an email. So,
excellent.
Good.
Yep. So those are my two that I'm sure match yours, and the rest probably do not.
Probably not. I did some digging. So the next one, which didn't take much digging, is actually Rail Sea by China Mieville.
Oh, right. I knew he was coming out with a new book this year.
Yep. It's just China Mieville. I don't even care what it's about. I'll just read it.
Exactly.
So really looking forward to that. And then, of course, The Chaos by Nalo Hopkinson.
Oh, she has a new one.
Comes out in April.
Fantastic.
Which, guess who we're going to be asking to be on our show?
Of course we are.
She also has another book coming out, which is, I forget what it's called, but I think it's from PM Press. But I didn't include it in my list because I wanted to include some other stuff. So, anyway, so Nalo Hopkinson's new book. And an anthology, which I found, which sounded really fascinating, which is called Walking the Clouds, an anthology of indigenous science fiction.
That does sound very interesting.
Edited by Grace L. Dillon. And it includes fiction by Native American, First Nations, Aboriginal, Australian, and New Zealand Maori authors.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a fairly underrepresented group, so that's fantastic.
And it's from University of Arizona Press, and it looks just amazing. I want it. I want it in my collection, and I want all of the authors like in one big show. Which we can't do because that's a lot of authors. But
maybe we can get the editor on. That would be nice.
That would be very cool. So that's what I'm looking for. So what not on my list is on your list?
So I have a couple of continuations that, one that I'm pretty sure is actually already out in hardback, but I haven't gotten it yet because I'm slow. Wise Man's Fear by Patrick Rothfuss.
Okay.
It's the second book in that series that I can't remember the name of.
Yeah,
but people who are smarter than I will. Deadlocked, which is the 12th book in the Sookie Stackhouse series. It's kind of my guilty pleasure reading material by Charlaine Harris. I've enjoyed the first 11 books, sadly. I hate to admit that because they're really fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Killer Chronicles, by the way, is the name of the Rothfuss.
King stuff. Killer, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. I knew that. I thought that was what it was, but I had to look it up to be sure.
Yeah, totally could not remember. And then City of Dragons by Robin Hobb. It is the third book in her Rain Wilds trilogy, which is a continuation of what are the other series called? Three series, Tawny Man, Assassin's Apprentice, I don't think that's the name of it, and then one other dragon something. Anyway, I really enjoyed the first three series. There are three trilogies that when you first start reading them, you don't even realize that they're connected. But then by the end of the third one, you go, oh my God. And this is set in the same world. None of the same characters particularly, but fantastic world. So
sweet.
I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. All right. Well, that's I'll make sure that all of that stuff is linked when we put this post up. So the last little bit, it should be fairly short, but sort of other stuff, events we're looking forward to, stuff like that. So do you have any, or should I just go through mine?
Well, obviously the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, the 21st of December. Yeah, I actually raised my fist into the air, by the way.
I fist pumped
the air. It was great. It was great.
I think that's probably the biggest thing that will be happening this year, obviously. So everything pales in comparison.
Or not happening, you mean?
Or not happening. That is the biggest thing not happening this year.
Who wants to take a bet with us that there will be somebody betting that an alien spaceship's going to come and they'll drink
Kool-Aid?
There's
already people capitalizing on it and selling in terms of selling materials and bomb shelters and everything else. It's ridiculous and hilarious.
I don't actually have a problem with that.
And I love it. I'm also looking forward to the 2012 elections because I think they're going to be hilarious.
They already are hilarious if you watch the New Hampshire debate. Although John Huntsman, the more he talks, the more I'm like,
The more he makes sense. He's really, if of all the candidates, he's been my favorite since the beginning of Republican candidates. I think I can guess what your 2012 favorite event is going to be.
It's not the elections.
I know that.
Actually, it's the award season.
The awards season.
For SF&F specifically. And I mean, I don't give a crap about the Oscars. Like, they never award anything that's of value anyway, so whatever. But I'm actually looking forward to the awards season because there's something about me that really likes controversial choices that I hate. Which Nick Mamatas will hate us for, but whatever. But I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to, doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
B, doing our new show.
Mm-hmm.
Which we don't have a title for, because we will have to decide, and you'll know in the next episode.
We won't agree on it, even though I still have my favorite.
We'll agree after this episode's done recording. And it's going to be a political show, and it's going to be a little bit comedic, and it's really commentary. I'm looking forward to not giving a crap about ruffling people's feathers about us being crazy liberals, because I'm really done about playing PC on this show. I just don't care anymore. I really don't.
Wait, does someone call us a name?
No. Oh. I just. They're enough.
You've just decided that you don't care if they do call you a name.
Yeah, I just don't give a crap. I really don't.
Excellent. I mean,
we're not going to go into like political rants in the show. Like the one we just did was pretty much that'll be the length of it if we ever have it in the show. But I'm not going to play the whole like, you know, if we talked to, say, China Mieville, which I'm hoping to do when I go to ICFA, the International Conference of the Fantastic and the Arts. I'm hoping to talk to him, and we're probably going to talk to him about politics. I mean, I am, specifically. I'm probably going to ask him about his socialism.
Yeah. I think our listeners know that we are not exactly the least liberal amongst us. So
sure.
I think we'll be okay with that.
Okay, and anyway, getting big on that, last things I'm looking forward to, finishing The World in a Satin Bag, the podcast, which I put aside because I got so busy with grad school.
Yay!
So I'm going to hopefully finish that. I'm also going to finish writing a story called The Girl Who Flew on a Whale.
Yay!
Which actually features characters based on my cousins, who I got to meet over Christmas, which was really cool. They're actually, they're terrors, but they're wonderful. I love them.
Small, I assume.
I think the smaller was 6, like 6, 8, and 10, or somewhere around there.
Yes, they are terrors at that age.
Oh, but they were so much fun. I really loved it. I really loved it. Like, you know, that it was really cool because the little one, Eustace, the last time I saw him, he wasn't really talking.
His name is Eustace.
Eustace is German.
Oh, my God.
My uncle, though, the man that my aunt married is German.
I see.
And she speaks German, too, and she went and stayed in Germany, all that kind of stuff. But, they named him Eustace, and I know he's going to get a little trouble for it, but whatever.
No. I like the name because it's from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yes, yeah. Chronicles of Narnia. So I approve of the name.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, but he was wonderful because I saw him and he was talking. like having conversations, and he's it was really cool. But anyway, so sorry, girl who flew on a whale. I'm going to finish that story. I'm also going to finish the distant prequel to The World in Satin Bag. I was working on a story involving what happens to the world, why it is the way it is, and who the original settlers were. And my mom is going to be the villain.
That's kind of mean.
Actually, it's kind of awesome because she's awesome. She's an awesome villain. And the last thing I'm doing is I'm actually the last thing I'm writing is something called Camden and Nightface. It's the title of the story, which is a novel of the Reorientation War, which only Adam Calloway knows anything about because he's read the previous story. He's going to be really excited that I'm going to write that. That's what I'm writing. And then the actual last thing is starting a What We Missed since 1990 in Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror with Adam Calloway, which you're welcome to join, Jen, which is basically where we read stuff that we didn't read since 1990 in genre that we should have read.
As much as I would love to join that, that's a whole butt ton of stuff that I have not read that I probably should have read.
We're not going to read everything.
Well, I hope not, because that's a lot.
This month we're reading The Algebraist by Ian Banks. And then from then on, we're going to take suggestions and poll and that kind of stuff, have people select what we read. And we're only going to read 12 books this year. That's it.
Oh, well, that I can handle.
Yeah. No, we're not. I basically told them, like, I'm a grad student. I can't read 15 novels a month. There's no way.
No.
So anyway, I'm sorry. Totally rambled. I've had a lot of drink at this point.
Yeah, maybe you should stop doing that. Yeah. It's really bad for your health.
Anyways, we should close out. So if anybody wants to let us know what they're looking forward to in 2012, in general, really, or genre stuff, whatever, you can do that in a number of ways. You can send us a comment on our blog.
SkiffyandFanty.wordpress.com.
Twitter.
Twitter.com/SkiffyandFanty.
Google+.
Shawnee Jen.
Email.
SkiffyandFanty@gmail.com.
I almost forgot.
Booyah!
Cool. So, all right, guys. So that's pretty much it. I'll probably trim this a little bit because we ran long. Just so you know.
Yeah, you can trim that part too.
Yeah, I will. So, anywho, guys. So we'll see you at the end of the week. Torture Cinema is going to go up at the end of the week on Friday.
Yeah, and you guys are bastards, by the way.
Yeah, first picking. Anyway, we'll talk about that in the next episode where we're going to record in a second. So, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Our new intro music is Time Flux by Revolution Void. You can check them out at freemusicarchive.org.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
I fart in your general direction.
France, different planet.
The Force will be with you. Always.
End of line.